Okay, Rabbi, shalom. Good chodesh to everybody. So, yesterday, Monday, we began the inyan of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. And the Nekuda Neflah of the Rambam. And I said on Monday we did it very superficially, and today I want to be mamik in the Nekuda Neflah. So basically the Psak Din of the Rambam, again, Nekuda Neflah is the Perish Mishnayis, Paragimel Decreases, where the Rambam writes of the Nekuda Neflah. And the Rambam Shita is that if you're Mavashel, say Nevela B'cholov or Chelev B'cholov, so clearly there's an Issa Nevela. The question is there an Issa Basa B'cholov? So there are three parts to the Din of Basa B'cholov, right? There's Achila, Hanah, and Bishul. So the Issa Bishul Avada, there's an Issa Bishul. Right? He can't Mevashel Nevela B'cholof. And as far as the Issa Achila, that we say, Ein Issa Chalas, it's going to be Osir B'Achila anyway, Altswat, Altsla Nevela. So there's no over there. The only thing that's a question is the Issa Hano. The Issa Hano. I mean, that's the way I'm putting it now. As the shiur progresses, you'll see that even what I said till now is not so kosher. But we have to start off in something. And the chiddush of the Rambam is that since what? When it comes to the Isser Achila, we say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Therefore, there's no Isser Hana either. Because the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains that the Isser Hana, Achila, is a form of Hana. That's the Gemara says in Psachim here. Amar Chizki Miyan Chometz Petzer Shosu Banosha Lomo Loyochol Chometz. Loyochol Chometz. So how does that mean Hana? Loyochol, I mean Rav Aval, it's all, but Rav Aval says all the Shonas of Achila. Versteht sich, I didn't say this out last time, that's what someone asked me after the shiur yesterday. In other words, some things are going to be mutter hana, but then you need another pasuk to be matir. Now, for example, by nevela, it says, umachar lenochri. So by nevela, it should be also achila and hana, because it says what? Not to eat nevela, and anytime it's achila, no. But then you have another pasuk that matters it, so then that'll be mutter. But from the pasuk achila, achila means hana also, according to Rav Avohu, and that with the Rambam says that the reason why he mentions Achila and Hana is one mitzvah and Bishul is another, because Achila and Hana go together. Rav Shechter says it over, Hana stems from Achila. What does that mean? So Rav Chanan explains it more. Rav Chanan explains that Achila is also Mishum Hana. It's the most common form of Hana by a food item. So that's why the Torah speaks about Achila, but it doesn't really mean Achila. It means Hana too. But since the main form of Hana is achila by a food item, So the Torah is Diber HaKosuv Behoiva. Now, of what's... So Mamela, if the prime shaker of Hana is Achila, and the Isra Achila doesn't set in, because why? Because Ein Isra Chalal Isra. So Mamela, there's no Isra Hana also. And that's the Rambam Shita, that Mevashal Cholav Bechelev, or Tinvela Bechelev, is also Bebishal, is also Bechila Alts Nevela, but not also, but it's still going to be also Bechila. But bottom line is, Hanah is Mutter. So that's why Rabbi Ganach asked on his Yoredei Bechina, can you give it to your dog? So that's what Rabbi Ganach said, according to the Rambam, you give it to for your dog food. Dog food could be... Basa b'chalaf, even though that's getting hanah, but there's no listener hanah. So that's how we set over. So now we have to mamik more. Okay, we gotta understand the things klar. So. So, the Rambam on page 8. Rambam, you know, puts everything organized. That's why people say in this generation the Rambam is the popular sefer, because he's the first one to write an organized compendium of all halacha. Right? That's what others say. Who knows what would have been if you had other Rishonim doing that as well, you know? But no one else did that. You know, it has such a organized compendium of all the halachas in an organized fashion. You know, you have other Rishonim, like the Ramban has Hilchas Nida la Ramban, and the Ritva has Hilchas Brachas la Ritva, you know, with a Perek Aleph, you know, that same thing as the Rambam, but they wrote it. But only, you know, in those specific areas. You know, I don't know why they chose to write it. Maybe they wrote it in other areas and we just don't have it. I don't know. But, okay. So, look in the Rambam here, Halacha. Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Ches. Klal Gogam Hul B'chol Yisrim Shebetayra She'ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Elam King Hayushneya Isurim Boim Ka'achas. Those, the three exceptions when the Isser could be Chal. So one is Isser Basachas, meaning if the two Isurim set in at the same time. The two Isurim set in at the same time. This discussion, Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a discussion, like Shabbos and Yom Kippur come at the same, so Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, so they come at the same time. That's a question. But let's assume for a second. So then you do a malacha on Shabbos, so you violate Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because it's not like one Isser, because on regular Shabbos you violate Shabbos, and Yom Kippur you violate Yom Kippur. But here the Isser is Basachas. Osha Isser Echad Moisiv Dvarim Acherim Al Oso HaIsser. Well, the second exception is called an Isser Moisif. An Isser Moisif means the second Isser was Moisif. For example, you have a woman who's also to Kohen, right? he's also to a kohen gadol. She's not a besula. All right. And then she becomes a grusha. So now, not only she's also to a kohen gadol, a beula is also to a kohen gadol, but she's mutter to kohen hedyot. But now she becomes a grusha. So now the second iser is going to make the woman usher to more people. To more people in the world. Not only to just Kohanim Gedolim, but to all Kohanim. So then that's an iser moisif. Because the second, Encyclopedia Talmudic explains that, the second iser is moisif, more people. The woman is the Chaticha Disura, she became also to more people. So Mela, now, if she goes to a Kohen Gadol, not only she's going to violate the first sister of Almana, but also Grusha as well. Because the Issa Grusha will be Chal in the Issa Almana, since the Issa Grusha makes the woman also to more people, so then when the Kohen Gadol is Ba'alah, it's not only going to be an Issa Almana, it's going to be an Issa Grusha as well.
Can we just apply these from in reverse order and say first she's a Grusha and then there's no Malkus for her?
No, I'm telling you what happened. This is what happened. First she became an Almana. That's the example I'm giving you. If it could be the reverse, then maybe not. I'm just...
That's the order of
how it happened.
Okay.
Then, the third thing the Rambam says, Imhaya Koilo, the Issa Koilo. So, Versteitzach. An example of that is, say, in the Velo, Zasser. And then comes Yom Kippur. Right? So, Yom Kippur is Chal on the Cheerios and all the other fruit. So migo that it's chal on the Cheerios, it's chal on the veil also. So when I eat the veil on Yom Kippur, and not only did I violate the Isser Nevela, I violated the Isser Yom Kippur as well. Because see here, like the Encyclopedia Talmudus explains, here the Chefzah didn't become Moasser, the Isser is there was Mosif, the person was Mosif, the Isha became also to more here. Here the Isser is overarching. The Isser of Yom Kippur is Chal on my potatoes and my meatballs and my Cheerios, and it's also Chal on the Nevela. So that's an Isser Koilo. That's an Isser Koilo. So these are the three exceptions to the rule where you say Isser is Chal on Isser. If it's an Isser Basachas, the two Isserim come at the same time. Or one Isser is Moisif. In other words, the second Isser made the Chaticha Osir to more people, say. It's like the Bring of Talmudus explains. Or Koilel means that the Isser is more overarching than the first. So these three are the exceptions to Issur Chal on Issur. Oh. So the first thing we have to ask, and this is the first thing. Let's get back to our Nekuda Nifla. So this is the question. When you have a Nevela B'chalav, a Chela B'chalav, it's Mutter B'chila, right? It's also b'chila, right? It's mutter b'hanah. So now, you're making basa b'chalav. So let me ask you a question. Why don't you say the following? That the second iser is also an iser hanah. So maybe that should be called what? An iser mosif. And m'mela what? Not only should it be aser b'hanah, not like the Rambam, but there should be an Isser Achila also, al Tzbasa B'chalav. Because what? a nisr chalalissa, but if it's a nisr moisif, so it was, I told you it was a dover pasha, there's no nisr chila, a nisr chalalissa. And the chiddush of Rambam is that there's even there's no isr hana. But maybe you should say fakert. You should say there's an avada, there's an isr hana, and not only there's an isr hana, but the isr hana, what, schleps to make now an isr achila. So you eat it, you violate isr nevela and isr basa b'cholav. You get double malchus. In other words, the chiddush of the Rambam, not to say that. You see, now we're explaining more than we said yesterday. In other words, the Rambam has to explain something more. In other words, the Rambam said this fancy thing, avada there's no isr achila, and the chiddush is even no sana. I'll tell you, fakert! Avada there is an isr hana, and avada there is an isr achila! So who says that? So we have a bunch of Rishonim that say that. We have Rishonim that say that. But let's see. The Rashba. The Ran, the Rashba. Page 19 in the Ran. So the Shmuel Isser Chal Isser, the Shmuel Amalei, my question that Isser Chal Isser, the Basa B'cholav Isser Mosifu. So he says, Basa B'cholav is an Isser Mosifu. Shall Rebbe Tchilo, no, that's how B'chil, that's how it's about Isser Hana. So it's an Isser Mosif. So therefore what? So if it's an Isser Mosif, then what's the pshat? Then there's going to be an Isser Achila too. You thought, it's Poshet, the Ram no Isser Achila, always done on this or not. Fakert! What you thought was Poshet, that there's no Isser Achila, I'll tell you there's an Isser Achila, and also an Isser Hana. The Ram, Ibn Yaakov points out, and let's see the Rashba. Rashba also. Page 20. Second arrow. Va'oid. The Basa B'cholav Isser Moisifu. That's what the Rashba says. And he says it again in the Torah Habayis on page 21. Page 21, one second. You see where the end of the bracket is? Go three lines above that. Last word, first word was Va'od. Va'od, the Basa B'cholav, Isser Mosifu. So you have the Rashba, the Ran, Isser, Hana, is it Isser Mosif? And Mimela is going to be an Isser Achila too.
Hey, couldn't we just say it's just an Isser Mosif and there's Hana, but there's no Isser Achila?
But that's the whole concept. When we speak about an Isser Mosif, right, what is the concept of an Isser Mosif? An Isser Mosif means, the whole concept of an Isser Mosif means that since it's an Isser Mosif, you don't apply the klal of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Like, that's what an Isser Mosif means. In other words, to tell me that you just mosif, it's just mosif the hana, that's not the phrase of isser mosif in shas. Isser mosif is a phrase in the context of the klal of ein isser chalal isser. So we say isser mosif, that means that we're trumping the klal of ein isser chalal isser. So this sounds good. This sounds good. It's gewaldic. So obviously the Rambam somehow. Now the Rambam is a person who believes in the Isser Mosif. You know, because in the Gemara there's a question whether you hold from Isser Koilo, Isser Mosif, whether you hold. You know, Rambam brings down all these three things. So what's the so why doesn't he hold from this? So let's see. There is a Tosfos. On page 5, a Kuf Aleph from Ral. The impetus from this whole shiur is a siman in the Sefer Binyan Yaakov, basically, that got me. What I'm saying over is from that Sefer. I'm going to, you know, hopefully present it in a way we can all understand, but that was the, you know, the impetus of this, everything that we're saying here today. It's from that safe. And it's in the packet in the end. So he says, so he says it very clearly at the end of the Tosfos. First word on the 1, 2, 3, 4. First word on the line is Be'isser Chomer. Feel Be'isser Chomer. Be'isser Mosif. Isle'el Vade Isser Hanalo Choshev Isser Mosif. El Isser Chomer Ba'alma. So he says, no, one could. Tosfos Shita here. Is that Hana is not an Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif means when, like the case of the Almana and the Grusha, where you Mosif, say more people are now Usher because of this, to this woman. But just because it became more stringent in the Isurim Shebo, there's no more people that are included here, that's not in the category of Isser Mosif. That's just called an Isser Chomer. And an Isser Chomer doesn't carry the day to say Isser Chal al Isser. So we have a svara here in Tosfos that just because it's adding something, but adding something has rules what's called adding to, just because the Isser is not adding to make more people Isser to it, like the case in Almana the Grusha, so that's an Isser Chomer. So that is an Isser Chomer, and it's not an Isser Mosif. So Mimela, so if you say like that, then you understand very well. Then you understand very well why it is that perhaps the Rambam, as the Ben Yaakov points out, wouldn't subscribe to this idea that the other Rishonim was saying that it's an Isser Mosif, the Ran, the Rashba, etc. And once it's an Isser Mosif, then that means that it's not only Mosif this or not, but Isser Mosif means therefore you don't say an Isser Chal and Isser, it's going to be even Mosif the Isser Achila. Now, there is a Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava, the Noda Behuda. And he discusses this question. What page is it on?
23.
I'm sorry, I don't know why the Xerox came so so black here. Yeah. So the Dogel Mervava says, "Abosin neveila v'chein chel avosin levasho b'chalav min haTorah." The local bishulo. Hava bachila ein bo iser basa b'chalav. Calls it mevor b'Rambam. Perek tes hilchas macholos asuris halach vav. Whereas the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah also speaks about this case. But the thing is, the Rambam in the Mishnah, and this is what is going to be gewaldic in a second, you're going to see. The Rambam speaks about this case in the Mishnah Torah also. Let's look. Let's look. Perek Tes Halacha Vav. So it's not Perek Tes Halacha Vav in page 10. So he says, the last line on page on Halacha Vav on the right side of Avashal Basar Mesa or Cholov Kiyotim Chel B'Cholov Lo Avashal Basar Mesa, that's Nevela or Chelov Kiyotim B'Cholov. That's the case, right? Lokel Bishulov and Lokel Achilosa. The problem is here he leaves out. He doesn't tell you what the din is by Hanah. So he discusses the case. He tells you the din of Bishul. He tells you the din of Achila, and he leaves out Hanah. So we'll see in a second. Now, and so the Nekuda and the flaw, he adds in the Hanah aspect. But in the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't speak about it. Oh, so. Go back to the Dogel Mervava. We'll get back to that Rambam momentarily. So he says, "V'kol zeh mevor b'Rambam," back in the Dogel Mervava. Perek Tes mihilchos macholos asuros halacha vav. Omnam imin osur b'hanah ein mevor b'divrei Rambam. So that's what he writes. That the Rambam doesn't say what's the din of Hanah, but he says in the Nekud and the Flaw, he tells you that it's Mutter. I ain't showing the Nekud and the Flaw. Shabir Hashem. So he says. So he says, the afshel of divrei atoysis maseches chulin is a kolo shekotzvush isra no lo mikri isra mosif. In other words, he's saying like this, that it's not like the Rambam holds. The Rambam maybe holds like the Rashba, that isra hana is an isra mosif, right? So really, he should say like the Rashba. And then make the whole cheshbon, and therefore there should be an isra achila. But it won't work over here. Normally, isra hana is an isra mosif, like what the Rashba said. But over here, I shouldn't normally, by case of kochim, say where the Isser Hanoah has nothing to do, like Rabbi Konigsberg has in the Sefer from Rav Soloveitchik, that Isser Hanoah has nothing to do with Achila, because you can have Kodshim on a table, you know, you can make it. But when it's an Achila thing, so the Rambam also likes this idea that that Hanoah is Mosif, but he has this other Chiddush that Hanoah stems from Achila, so then you can't get started. It's a non-starter. So what he's saying is that the Rambam Shita is that maybe it is an Isser Mosif, but Isser Mosif means the Hanoah sets in, and once the Hanoah sets in, it brings in the Achila. But it's a non-starter by food things. You could say that, like Rav Kohensberg said from Soloveitchik, if Isser Achila and Isser Hanoah, you know, Isser Hanoah is not coming from Achila, but if it's Achila is coming from Hanoah, like by a food item, so then you can't say, well, this Hanoah will set in by itself, and then it'll bring all the Achila, because Hanoah has to come from Achila. Right? So it's a non-starter. So he says, the Dogo Mervava, so, but Tosis Shita is that Hanoah is not an Isser Mosif. So in other words, the whole Nikud of the flaw is once you assume Hanoah is an Isser Mosif, so then yet you say this whole Nikud in the flaw thing. That the awful, but if you hold that it's not an Isser Mosif, so then you don't even have to come on to that. The Avshal Divrei Tosis is a kolos shakosu shita na lo mikri Isser Mosif ain't hechrech lo divrei Nikud in the flaw. So it's according to Tosfos, you don't. It's not an Isser Mosif. So then there's no hechek. In other words, it could be he'll agree with it. It could be he won't agree. It's not. But it's not mukrach. See, the Rambam held it as an Isser Mosif, and then was mechadesh. It is an Isser Mosif, but then we have to say the nekuda and the flaw, and therefore it won't be an Isser Mosif. But in principle, it is an Isser Mosif. But Tosfos doesn't discuss whether he holds from the Rambam's Nekud in the flaw, because he holds it's not an Isser Mosif from day one. So therefore he says, according to Tosfos, maybe he'll agree to the Rambam, maybe he'll disagree. It's hard to know. So maybe the Rambam is not the end all or be all. Lachin hasomech al zeh b'mokum hefsid lo yafsid. So therefore, you can be somech on the Rambam and mokum hefsid. If you have a mokum hefsid, you can be somech on the Rambam to use it. Like Rabbi Gnack was speaking about the you bought $1,000 worth of dog food for your dog, and then you see that it's the baser b'cholov, but for shteitzich that the baser is not going to be kosher, you know, being baser nevela. Oh, so the Binyan Yaakov has a taina on this Dogo Mervava. He says, well, if you look in Tosfos, he says Beferish no. He says Beferish that there is an Isser Hanoah, it's just not an Isser Mosif. So as he's saying, well, there's no Hechrech whether he follows the Rambam or doesn't follow the Rambam. No, Fakir, he's against the Rambam. I'll show you if it says the Binyan Yaakov. Back to that Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? Kuf Aleph and Kulin. What page? Page 5? Okay. 5. He writes the Pharisee here. So he says, and that's how you can explain the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel, which is by Basar B'Cholov. So he's saying that it's not an Isser Mosif, But he's saying the Isra Anah is there. It's just an Isra Chomer. So the Binyan Yaakov says, Pasha Pshad and the Tosfos is that he's arguing with the Rambam. So now comes out three shitas. Listen carefully. The Rashba, the Ran, he says it's a pure Isra Moisif, right? So then if it's an Isra Moisif, then Hanah, and then Hanah is going to schlep in Achila too. That's the Rashba, the Ran. Tosfos' shita is there is an Isra Hanah. Not like the Rambam. No, he says, Dogum of Vav is no hechrech, whether he agrees with the Rambam, disagrees. No! He disagrees. He says it's an Isser Hanah, but it's not an Isser Moisif. So Mamela, it'll be an Isser Hanah, but the Isser Hanah won't Moisif an Isser Achila. So if you eat it, you'll only Asr Al Snevela. But there'll still be an Isser Hanah. But Isser Hanah is not a category of an Isser Moisif that'll schlep along the Isser Achila. So Mamela, According to the Rashba, there's an Isra Hanah, Isra Achila, and Isra Hanah, Bavashal Cholav Bechelav and Avelav Cholav. Because there's an Isra Mosif, and it's going to be Mosif an Isra Achila also. Because it's going to trump the Isra Achila Isra. According to Tosfos, there is an Isra Hanah, but Isra Hanah is not called an Isra Mosif, it's only called an Isra Chomor. So mainly there won't be an Isra Achila als Basar Bechelav, only als Nevela, but Isra Hanah there'll be. Number three is the Rambam Nekud in the flaw. That there's no Isser Achila and no Isser Hanah. So again, the Rashba holds it's an Isser Achila, Al Sponsor Bechola, and Isser Hanah. So it's a double Isser Achila and Isser Hanah. According to Tosfos, it's a single Isser Achila, but an Isser Hanah. And according to the Rambam, no Isser Achila, only Al Tznevela, and no Isser Hanah. That's the Binyan Yaakov. So it comes out three sheets. That's the Binyan Yaakov. Murdik. You see? Three ways you could hear the whole issue. Now I'm going to show you something unbelievable. Again, it's all from the Binyan Yaakov. It opened my eyes a couple of years ago. It opened my eyes.
Why? Grind Sorcerers, why did Mr. Kummer override Mr. Kalvin?
No. Because Hanah, there was no Isser Hanah from before. Nevel is Mutter Bani. So now, we have Isser Hanah. So now it's going to be Chal, because no Isser, any Isser Chal Isser doesn't apply to the Hanah, because there was no previous Isser Hanah. The question is, should now the Hanah set in, should that now make it that there should be an Isser Achil also? No. That, he says that's called an Isser Chomor, not an Isser Moisif. Okay, now, you ready for this one? Okay. Let's go back to the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Murder. You're going to see something murdered. Very exciting. It's just. It was the one we just read. Which, what page is that again? Page 10. Okay. So what I tell you, what did Dugum of Rava point down the Rambam? He says the Isser what? Bishul, no Isser Achil, and he leaves that Hanah. So comes the Lecha Mishnah, and he's going to say a word here. Look on page 10. She'en kan lo Isser Koil. In Toimar, by Iker Isser Moisif, whereas he's asking on the Rambam, Shulchar should be an Isser Moisif. What are you telling me there's no Isser Achila? Shouldn't this be, in other words, he's assuming Havada there's an Isser Hanah, and therefore the Rashba should be right. There should even be an Isser Achila, also Isser Moisif. And he tells Isser, Kevin Shabishal Bechol, Itzor Afil Banah. Fatosis, so Tosis we saw, Hergi Shukushazu. And Havi is the most ridiculous. Maybe it's another most of all. Tell us that Isser Hanah will Havi is the most of is a chomer ba'alma. He says, "Avar Rabbeinu lo sviru the hocha." That cause of the soft parak dal of mihilchas elu. The lamachal is there. The Rambam says beferish Hikdisha Nesab Chelba Bahana. Whereas if you have an animal, the Rambam says, so the animal's kosher, but the chelav is osir, and then you makdish it. Now, hektish is an isirat hanah. So we talk she no tosef, but isir hanah, no so but itcher kochim, read the kari le mosif. The Rambam writes beferish that if you makdish a behema, then it. Yeah, you have Perek Dalet here? Yeah, let's see. So Perek Dalet. Did I put it here? Or no? I didn't put it. The end of Perek Dalet? Did I put it here in the packet? Page 9? You have a Rambam for me? Kedusha. So again, the Lech Mishra is asking a kasha. The Rambam says Beferish is always Rachila, so he's saying that it should be an Isra Achila. Because the Rambam holds that Isra Hanah is an Isra Moisif, and therefore there should be an Isra Achila. And he proves to you from this Rambam that we're going to get right now that Hanah is an Isra Moisif, not like Tosis in Chulin. Thank you. What? Yeah, Machalos is page 11. Perek Yudal. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perek Yudal. Yeah. I'll look at your test on page 11. First, it starts with. Yeah, Perek Yutes. Lama chalkan Israel Isser when you makdish shebehema. Shebehema zu haya hal chelba osur bachil umutu bahanaya. Hikdisha nesa chelba bahanaya. Mitoch sheni tosef ba Isser hanaya nosef olav Isser kotsh. So you see Beferish that he doesn't hold from Toysis, that Isser. In other words, the easy way for the Rambam would have said the Rambam holds it, maybe it's Mutter Bano because he holds like so, but he says he calls Hana Isser Moisif. So Mamela, he says if you call Hana Isser Moisif, so then what? Then there should be what? And this is Rachil also. So how come the Rama says Beferish there's no Israchila? So what's the answer? Shlomar, back to the Lech Mishnah. The Hacha b'Israhana Lech Alav. V'lo Loki Alei. Yisur ba'alma. Kei medachi Rachmona b'meinu Inyan. Kei lo amrin amigo ditosu b'Israhana Nosibol is Rachila Basa Becholov, Davi Lav Gomer, Vika Malkus. So he says, by Basa Becholov, Isser Hanazin is a Mosif, but by Basa Becholov, it's not. You know why? Because the Torah never uses the Lashon Hanah in the Pasuk. So it's learned out from Bishul Meinu Inyan, the Bishul Tenei Inyan Lahana. So it's considered a Shvacha Isser. So a Shvacha Isser can't what? Bring a Moisif to Moisif Achila. By Kodshim, it doesn't say that's not a Din Bishul. Doesn't say Bishul there. So by Kodshim, that Yisr Hano is a stark Yisr Hano. So then Hano could what? Yeah. So the Lecha Mishnah is Mechadesh. The Lecha Mishnah is Mechadesh that the Rambam Shita is, this is what he's saying, that there's an Yisr Hano. Well, why is there an Yisr Achila? Because the Isser Hanor by Basa B'cholov is not beferish in the cross, so it can't. It's a Shvacha Isser, so therefore it's not going to cause an Isser Mosif to be an Isser Achil. But Fashteitzach, as the Binyan Yaakov points out, that the Lecha Mishnah didn't see the Nekuda Nifla. Because if he saw the Nekuda Nifla, he'd say the whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground. The whole Kasha, his whole Yisod is, Afadet is an Isser Hanor, so how come it's not an Isser Mosif? And the father, the Rambam, doesn't hold like Tosis and Chulin because of that other Rambam. So he makes a whole shtickle Torah here. A gewaldige shtickle Torah. And he says that Yisr Hano doesn't bring along the Yisr Achil al Moisiv by Basar B'cholov because the Torah never said Hano Beferish. Now, by Kodshim, the case of Kodshim, you do say that it's Chal and Isser. That what's the case of the Rambam by the Kodshim case was that you makdish a behemah, so behemah is kosher, but it has chalav, which is not kosher. So the Rambam says that since it's an Isser Hana. So then you'll say an Isser Moisif. But what about how come the Nekud in the floor doesn't apply? So that's what the Rambam is explaining in the Nekud in the floor. How come you don't say the din of the Nekud in the floor in this case? So that's how the Rambam explains. And Rabbi Konigsberg in the Sefer says it, I guess, from Rav Salvechik or whatever, that you only say the Nekud in the floor by Macholas Asuras, because then the Achila is a form of Hanah, like Rabbi Chanan said. But by Kodshim, Hanah is not a din in a form of Achila, because Kodshim doesn't apply only to food. Kodshim applies even to non-food. So therefore, the Isser Hanah and the Isser Achila, so even by when it is Shaykh to Achila, we don't view the Isser Hanah as part of the Isser Achila, because Haraya, you could have an Isser Hanah by Kodshim even when there's no Achila. Dahainu when a makdish a table. So there, the Nekud and the flaw doesn't apply. So when it came to Kodshim, the Rambam says beferish that there's an Isser Hanah, and the Isser Hanah is going to be an Isser Mosif. So you really should have said that by Basar B'cholov, right? So, but by Basar B'cholov, he doesn't say it because of the whole Nekud and the flaw. But the Lechem Mishnah, you see, that's the word. Lechem Mishnah was Adam Gadol, but he probably like Binyan Yaakov. He didn't have the Perish Rishayis you don't take into account, or he didn't have it and see it, whichever way you want to say. But obviously he's not, you know, he's saying Binyan Yaakov points out something beferish against. He's saying a whole shtickle Torah, which is against the Nekuda and the Flaw, and he's saying it in the Mishnah Torah, so it could be you just didn't have it, you know, or whatever. Sometimes that's the Yisod in life. If you don't have all the facts, then you can say anything you want, and you can say something that's a lot and interesting and fascinating, but in the end of the day, you know, it could be not correct, because if you see the Rambam, he says a whole shtickle Torah. There is Hanah, but we're not going to eat Isser Mosif. Sort of like what Tosis held, Lav Mitameh. Tosis held it because it's not an Isser Mosif, it's only an Isser Chomer. He's saying it because of this new shtickle Torah, that Hanah doesn't become an Isser Mosif by Basar B'cholov, because the Torah never says it beferish.
Okay.
Wow. He's all in the binyaka. This was because for years I was working on this Dogel Mervava, I tell you. And now I finally understood what the Dogel Mervava was saying, and now why his time on the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava says the Rambam, Tosis not Mukhrak, whether he holds like the Rambam or not, because he doesn't hold that there's an Isser Mosif anyway. The Rambam is only working that Isser Mosif, but then it's trumped by the Nakuda Flaw. But if you don't hold that there's an Isser Mosif anyway, but so his time, the Bnei Yaakov was on the Dogel Mervava, says, no, he holds Beferish not like the Nakuda Flaw. So it comes out in this whole Shaila, the three Shitas. One is the Rashba and the Ran, that the Isra Anah is, and not only is Isra Anah, there's also going to be an Isra Achila, Halsmasa B'chol V'Altsitsa Moisif. Then you have Tosis Shita is that no, Isra Anah is an Isra Chomer, it's not an Isra Moisif, so it will be an Isra Anah, but not an Isra Achila, Halsmasa B'chol. And the Ram Shita is there's no Isra Achila, no Isra Anah, because of the Nakud and the flaw that you can't have an Isra Anah without an Isra Achila, so Mimele, you don't get started with anything, and therefore it won't be. And this Mosif, even though it should be, so but this Mosif means is this Anah, and once it's Anah, it'll Shlap Achila. But you can't have the Isra Anah without the Isra Achila. So then you don't get, it's a non starter.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, Zevra and Mitzvahs also come out as an Isra in the form. And it says that Anah's Achila is Nenimia, Anah's sometimes only counted as one Mitzvah, and counting as two Mitzvahs.
Right.
It's not like you didn't see the parish on the. Meaning.
Does it work? Say again? Right, but you could say that still in the Chalal of Issachal Isser, maybe it's. Okay, now. I mean, that's how Rebbe Chan explains in the Nekud and the Flaw, based on.
Right. Yeah. What does something in Yisrael Halas mean that's not also Bechlau, right?
That's the opposite. Oh, so now we're going to get to the next point. We'll get to that soon. Yes?
Good question. According to the Zalmu Rebbe, what would be the spar to say that Tosfos would say that there was no Yisrael Hanah? What's
the spark?
Just because he didn't say it?
In other words, no. The Dogma Vav is saying is that Isra Anah doesn't create an Isra Mosif.
Okay. Wait, so that's why there's no
Isra Achilo. Right. So therefore he's saying it's not an Isra Mosif, so therefore he doesn't have to come on to the Isra, the Nekud and the Flaw. So we don't know. Dogma Vav is saying whether Tosfos will agree with the Rambam or not. And the Binyan Yaakov says, what do you mean we don't know?
What's far would there be to say that he doesn't say there's an Isra Hanah? I'm saying, okay, so like Tinochi, he doesn't say there's an Isra Mosif, it's not an Isra Mosif, so there's no Isra Achila. But, I mean, what logic would you have to argue the side that Tosfos would say there would not be an Isra Hanah?
That he holds from the Dogma, from the Nekud and the Flaw.
And he does hold from that.
Yeah. He says, well, we don't know whether he holds from it, because you don't need to come on to the Nekud and Flaw. Only if you hold it as an Isra Mosif, then there should be an Isra Achila and an Isra Anah. So now you need the Nekud and Flaw to thwart that. But if but it's a non-starter if he doesn't need to come on to that. That was, you got to exit 14, you got to pass exit 13. But if you can't pass exit 13, you don't have to worry how you're going to get out of exit 14, because you're never going to get to exit 14. Okay, now there's still what to say. This is Gewaldig.
Really?
Yeah.
You say this shadow also depends to try out on the community grown stock McDonald's, let's say. You could have
stock is a whole different question, what the story of stock is. But Isra Hanah, right? Just simple. Could you have an Isra Hanah of?
The Rambam say it's okay to own it because.
Well, anyway, you can't own. Anyway, you can make a schor of macholos asurus. Anyway, you can't. A frum Jew cannot own McDonald's. Even if they didn't sell basa b'cholof, I told you that's what we said last time, because you're not allowed to do schar b'cholos asurus. So, And Rav Abadie thought to me even to be a waiter in McDonald's would be maybe part of this Isser also. Okay, we could discuss that. But certainly to own McDonald's, you can't own a treif restaurant. Okay, so other things to do in life. Yeah. Yes, Aaron.
So Tosos is Lishitaso in the case on Kachim also?
Yeah, Kachim is before everyone agrees to.
So what is Tosos to say about
that? Kachim. You mean, what would be. Oh, you're saying.
Is it
an Isser Mosif? So it wouldn't be an Isser Mosif, right? Okay. Right, so then it would only be an Isser.
So he only holds as one
Isser Anah, but not an Isser Achila.
So
okay, we have to think about that more. Oh, now, the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim, Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim Sefer. And he wants to claim another thing about the. You see, we all know. How do you know the Rashi and Chumash? Three times. Those vashel, 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 like how we started the Zaman off, right? We all taught that in, like, I don't know, fifth grade, or whatever grade we were taught that in, right? The three laws of vashels, right? But that's only one day in the Gemara. The Gemara has other days of what the Isser Hanah of Basar B'Cholov. Okay, take a look on page 17. Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. He says, "Amar Avashi, minay lebasa b'chol v'shosu b'chilo, shenem lo sofa kol nevela. Kol shem, eli el b'chilo, b'ano minayin." There's a whole bunch of in other words, kol shetiyafti. In other words, it says kol to eva lo sochel, means anything is an abomination you can't eat. So you did an abomination by doing the bishul, so now you can't eat it. And eating means achil and hanah, like Rav Aval. Or he has other mekoros. So he wants to claim that maybe the nekuda neflah is only if you hold like one of the days that it's like this opinion, that it's all learned out from the same pasuk. But according to the shita that it's gimel pa'amim, so maybe the sefrips that achil and hanah are not together. That's what he writes on page 27. Umihu. Kol ze l'Rav Ashi. The mapik will also call kol to eva. So then, the reason, in other words, kol to eva lo sochel means whenever you do a to eva, then you can't eat it. In other words, whatever you did a to eva, then you can't benefit. You made a do a to eva by cooking basar b'cholov, now you can't eat it on achilas hanos. So maybe the nekud and the flaw only is a liba to that opinion. Aval inaf kemi gimel pa'amim lo sovashel koshev. So then maybe not, and then maybe you have to say like the Lechem Mishnah. Okay. Okay, one or two last points here.
Didn't we already see the Rambam that he gets his source from Vayikra Rabba? Didn't we already see that on Monday? Doesn't he get the source from the idea of the Homer official?
Yeah, so, right, so that's the question, whether what the Kud and the Flaw was going on.
South and San Ramis is coastal Savasha.
Right, so, you know, these things don't always work the way you want. Okay, then there's a famous Prima Garden. Yeah, Rabbi Ganach likes this Prima Garden. There's a famous Prima Garden. Where's the Prima Garden? Let's see the Prima Garden. 25. Let's see. 25. Yes. Okay. Page 25. The Psicha. L'Hilchos Bosa B'Cholof. So he quotes the Gemara in Yevam Islam and Gimel Mabez. Ikitre Shinu Yilchat Shiruta Enis Uchal Lissu L'Malkos Ulchatas Mashen Kein Kovro Ben Rishon Gemur. So this is the big yisod, and Rabbi Ganach likes to write about this, and is that what's the, this is the question, and then we can spend the whole year on this. Enis Uchal Lissu, what does that mean? That the Is is not Chal B'Chlal? Or the Is is Chal, it's just a Din and Onshin. Okay? So that's a discussion. So there is a Gemara in Yevamos that sheds light on this, according to one opinion in the Gemara, that say there's a Halacha that, you know, Ein Kovrim Rasha Eichel Tzadik. Right? So that would be very hard for a cemetery director to, you know who's a Russian, who's a tzaddik. You can put a Russian next to a tzaddik. So amechulam tzaddikim. Okay, amechulam tzaddikim. But if you know one guy is an Avarian, say that's why there was a separate cemetery for the chayvei Mises Bezdin. Say one guy, you know, eats treif. So then he's not should be buried next to a person who keeps halacha. And even the Gemara says like this, what if you have one fellow who's a kohen, marries a grusha? That's what I tell you. Kohen can't marry a grusha. Marries a grusha. The other guy is a kohen, he married a grusha and a zoyna. The same person was a grusha and a zoyna. But it'll be Enes Achal Alissa. So he's only going to get one Malkus. But Lamaisa. So are you allowed to bury these two people next to each other? What do we say? This guy only did one Aveira. The other guy did. Well, the other guy also only did one Aveira because Enes Achal Alissa. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bury them because this guy is a tzaddik. The guy who only married the Grusha is a tzaddik and play to the. You know, the different issue. You can have somebody who violated the law, Eishas Ish. Marries an Eishas Ish. That's a Muhammad thing than somebody who marries a Grusha. Right? Ish is Muhammad. Somebody marries a married lady. So that's a Chomer. It's not Chal. It's Chomer. Then somebody else marries a Grusha. It's Mokal. Somebody marries a Grusha who's also a Zona. So the Gemara says, Kavra ben Rishon Gemur. The Nafkamina is that by Issa Chal al Issa, So you still can't marry, you still can't bury the guy who did two Yisurim, even though he's only going to be Chayv one, next to the other guy. So according to that day in the Gemara, as Prima Gaon points out, and Rabbi Ganach likes to speak about this a lot, that you see that the Israel Chal is only then in Onshin, but the Issa is still Chal. So then Rabbi Ganach has a whole shtickel, so therefore what's trapped in the Kud and the Flaw, because the Maishle Yisr is Chal, and you have to, then he says, okay, but it's not Chal, Kulo, because that type of thing. And someone wrote a piece in the Torah, Masifta of Torah Vadas, he wrote a whole piece. But this is the famous piece of that he says, L'chate rutsa inisach alisa l'malkus l'chatas, mashen came a kovro ben rishon gemurim, v'adai the ovar bezi surim. So therefore, so then Rabbi Ganak has this discussion, so if he's the Taka, so what's pshat in the Rambam? So the question is, the Rambam hold from that day in the Gemara of that he Taka of Lekovro, etc.
Is it so pshat that Rambam was not fell? Maybe the Rambam was only talking about Mal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. So that was Rabbi Ganak's whole shtickle. I think he said that maybe the Rambam holds it as chal, but still it's not chal b'meluo harayah. You don't get the, and therefore can't bring in the, because he, the question he asked on the Rambam, if the Rambam holds it's really chal, so then what's the whole nekuda neflah? It means the Yisrach Chil was chal, so then there should be an Yisrach. Or you have to say, I think Rabbi Ganak wanted to say that the Yisrach Chil is only chal, you know, but not betokfo, because harayah you're not getting any unction for it, so then that won't be able to schlep along the one second, let me just finish now. And then there's a piece here in the Placey. Yeah, we'll read it off from, let's go, you can see the whole summary here of what we said in the Binyan Yaakov in the back. Hopefully we explained it. Okay. So there's a place you can take a look. Yeah. And then there's a piece in the cafe. You know, we're going to stop now, and maybe we'll finish it off next time, just this last piece. And I think we said a lot today, and you know, maybe in the beginning of Shir I'll just finish off the last piece here with the like the Kampha Yona, that's the meal stalker. Okay, but we'll start. Okay, but it's for putting it all together. You understand what I meant yesterday? That yesterday we did it superficially, and today we. Okay, but this is a big yisoidus in everything.